these men are members of one of the most unique military organizations in history. Behind these green faces are men who have accepted the challenge of some of the most daring assignments given to American fighting men. These are the Navy's SEALs.
Tell us all about Ron Fox.
To me, is the ultimate of commitment and sacrifice. I did three tours in Vietnam, where he was awarded two Silver Stars and a Bronze Star. A guy that, when I was growing up there, nobody knew what a Navy SEAL was. He was in the original plaque or the original group when it became from the UDT, which was frogmen, and became SEALs. He was a great role model for me, and he was a football player, and played briefly at Ohio State, and enlisted in the Navy, and became a SEAL at a very young age.
But a man you came to know as a youngster, right?
I mean, he's technically my stepdad, but I don't really care what people say or think. He's my dad. He was a father to me, all through my younger years and, through my adult life.
SEAL teams were organized at the suggestion of President John Kennedy, who realized that it would take special operations to win special kinds of war.
Did you ever ask him how to handle situations or advice as it relates to football? And, once you got involved with the coaching aspect of it, there's a little carryover there between the two things, leading men.
I think the idea of teamwork, and they do it at the ultimate level. Going into rescue, no man left behind. I mean, putting their lives at stake to go rescue and help a teammate. It's a whole different level. But in some small, minute way, that is part of football culture and what you're trying to sell to an NFL football team.
Do you recall the best advice he ever gave you?
He was fairly quiet about a lot that went on because, putting it bluntly, they're trained killers, all right? One of the oddest things, I think, is, he came back from Vietnam. Of course, they never landed at 9 a.m. like regular people. I mean, you had to go pick them up at the air station at, 3 in the morning. And we hadn't seen them in 6 months, so it was a caravan. We'd load up the station wagon and go to pick Dad up from Vietnam. And, the next morning, he woke me up real early and said, let's go get some Krispy Kreme. And I'm driving in the car, sitting in the passenger seat. And he stops at a stoplight and mumbled to himself, I can't believe this light is making me stop. And so I never really understood it then. I was kind of like Twilight Zone look, Understanding now what those men went through and the things they saw, the things they did to keep us safe, it made a lot more sense the older I got.
And it's rooted deeply in you because, if I'm not mistaken, you read a lot of books on the military. What do you pull from those things, and how do you use that in your job?
There is a lot of great carryover and between the two. I say all the time, I've spent my life raising other people's children. I take great pride in my family. I'm very proud of them. My three sons and my daughter, and my wife's done a terrific job with as well. But you do take great pride in not only what kind of performers these guys are on the field, but really even how they conduct themselves and help them grow as men, moving forward in life.